We know that Lula, president of Brazil, recently compared Israelis to Nazis. How valid are these comments from Lula?
Benjamin Netanyahu is a war criminal who presides over a genocidal state carrying out active genocide against the Gazan population. It's not speculation. The International Court of Justice has determined that what the Israelis are doing is genocide. So Lula's 100% correct. There's really nothing to talk about. Benjamin Netanyahu will go down in history as the Israeli equivalent of Adolf Hitler. One can only hope that there'll be a Nuremberg tribunal where Benjamin Netanyahu and his government are held accountable and hung by the neck until dead, because that's what they deserve. These are war criminals. They have perpetrated horrific crimes against humanity. And they don't deserve mercy. They don't deserve sympathy. They damn sure don't deserve any support. Israel is a criminal enterprise. It has become a criminal enterprise. If you don't understand that, then you really, your brain doesn't function. There's really no ifs, ands, or buts here. This is not a gray zone. There's nothing complicated about this at all. Israel is committing genocide. The world has determined that it's committing genocide. Israel doesn't care what the world thinks. Israel continues to commit genocide. They are murdering Palestinian women and children as we speak. Right now, as we speak, they're killing them. But nobody gives a damn, because apparently we're not allowed to think about Israel in that way. Thank God for the Brazilian president for calling a spade a spade.
Right now, they're trying to drag them to the northern part of Gaza. How do you see this policy? Why they're doing this?
It's genocide. They're trying to depopulate Gaza. They're going to do it by either killing them or driving them out of Gaza. It's genocide. Why do we ask questions? I'm not picking on you. You're doing your job. You're doing an interview. But I mean, these questions already have the answer. I mean, the only answer is Israel is a genocide state. It's committing genocide against the Palestinian people. That's it. There's no other explanation. Israel is the manifestation of evil. It's the modern day version of Adolf Hitler's Nazi Germany. And the crimes that Adolf Hitler's Nazi Germany perpetrated against the Jews are being perpetrated against the Palestinians today, in the open. In the open. And nobody's doing anything about it. You know, there was an American that immolated himself in front of the Israeli embassy the other day. And on his website, I think his name was Aaron. And on his website, he postulated a question, and I'll paraphrase it. But, people ask themselves, what would I have done if I was alive during Nazi Germany, during the concentration camps, during apartheid, during, this, that, and the other crimes? What would I have done? And he said, you're doing it. Sitting on your ass and doing nothing. Absolutely nothing. Israel's committing crimes, horrific crimes, genocide. And what are we doing? Not a damn thing. Not a damn thing. And everybody who listens to this podcast, just look in the mirror and ask yourself, what have you done? I mean, don't tell me you posted something on social media. What have you done? What are you doing? What would you do to stop this? If the answer is nothing, at least be honest and say nothing. I won't do anything to stop it. And that doesn't make you evil. It makes you the same as everybody else in history that didn't do anything to stop an evil as it was manifesting itself right in front of your face. But at least don't call yourself an engaged citizen. Don't claim to be some sort of moral authority. You're nothing. You're nothing. You're just part of the sheep. Meh, meh. And you'll suffer the fate of all sheep. You'll be led to the slaughterhouse. Your throats will be slit. Your carcasses will be hung. We'll take your skin and make clothing out of it, and we'll take your meat and we'll consume it, and you will be nothing, nothing. That's what you want to be, then so be it. But there's murder taking place right now. There's genocide taking place. Lula had the courage to call it out. He should be praised for this courage. Ireland is talking about sanctioning Israel. The entire world should be sanctioning Israel. Israel should no longer exist. It doesn't deserve the right to exist. I'm not talking about annihilating the Israeli people, but I'm saying that Israel has forfeited any legitimacy, just like Nazi Germany forfeited legitimacy. That doesn't mean we did away with Germany. Germany still exists, but it's not Nazi Germany. The Israeli people can continue to live in a homeland, but to say that we're going to allow this Zionist genocidal entity to continue to exist is absurd. I mean, if something emerges from this, it has to be a Palestinian homeland where Israelis can live side by side with the Palestinians if they so choose to. If they don't want to, then go back to the home of your origin. Go back to Poland. Go back to Romania. Go back to France. Go back to Ukraine. Go back to Russia. Go back to where you came from, because you are not of the Middle East. You've come in like a cancer cell and you've metastasized. It's time for the international community to do the necessary surgery to remove this cancer from the Middle East and allow the Middle East to heal.
We know that the public opinion in the United States is mostly against supporting Netanyahu and his administration. But when are we going to have some sort of translation of this public opinion in the U.S. foreign policy, in your opinion?
Never. Never. Not as long as Israel buys the United States Congress and buys the American presidency, owns the American mainstream media. You know, this isn't anti-Semitic. I'm not against Jewish people. I am against Jewish people who align with Israel. Now I have a problem, because Israel's a maniacal, genocidal nation that doesn't deserve to exist. If you call yourself an American Jew, that means you believe in America. You believe in our values. You believe in what we stand for. And you could never stand up for that. Just like an American Jew was against Nazi Germany, an American Jew should be against this evil Zionist genocidal entity called Israel. But they can't, because they say, oh, no, but they're Jewish. No, not really. The vast majority of them aren't. I mean, and those who can, you know, claim, it's like we would say to America, the American Muslim community, just because Osama bin Laden perverted Islam and uses a case to attack, you know, innocents around the world, you're not guilty because you're Muslim. We don't sit there and say, because you're Muslim, you automatically have to identify with that. As an American Jew, you don't automatically have to identify with this genocidal entity called Israel. It's not a Jewish state. It doesn't reflect your values. It reflects evil, pure evil. But we have allowed them to come in, them, not Jews, them. Israel, the Zionist entity, to come in and buy our Congress. They have an organization, the American Israeli Public Affairs Committee, which in its previous manifestation was singled out by the United States government. I believe it was JFK who said, you have to register as a foreign agent because you're doing Israel's bidding. So they renamed themselves, and then they went in and they bought people off under the scenes, and now they don't have to be registered. But they have put $100 million on the table, $100 million to buy Congress in the 2024 election. I'm not making this up. They brag about it, how they're going to buy Congress. Benjamin Netanyahu brags about how easily it is to control America because Israel owns us. They own our president. They own our Congress. They own our mass media. You can't talk bad about Israel. Do you really hear any anti-Israeli? I mean, the reason why I say anti-Israeli is this: we do hear anti-Russian voices on mainstream media all the time. And Russia doesn't deserve that. But Israel does deserve to have people opposing it. And I'm not saying that you can't bring people on to have a debate about it. That's fair. But they don't allow that to happen. They just buy into the Israeli narrative, which is premised on lies. They turn a blind eye to the genocide. So until we can purge this cancer from America, because it is a cancer, it's destroying America. It's destroying us. We're allowing it to destroy us. Until we purge it and we emerge as truly an American entity reflective of American values set forth in the Constitution of the United States, and not an America that is controlled by a Zionist entity that uses America as a shield to protect them from the genocidal acts that they are perpetrating, there won't be any changes, none whatsoever.
In Israel right now, we are having huge clashes in Tel Aviv against the government. Is that possible that we see some sort of changing in the Israel domestic policy that would influence their policy on Gaza and on every issue that we're witnessing right now?
No, I think we're seeing a lot of anger against Benjamin Netanyahu and his government because they got Israel into this war. They weren't ready on October 7th, and they're not freeing the hostages, and they're doing things. But the truth is, if they overthrow Benjamin Netanyahu today, it's not going to change their mindset about Palestinians. Israel is an evil entity where the ingrained hatred, Israel understands that it cannot exist if it allows a Palestinian state to exist. That Israel's duty to survive is to suppress and eliminate the potential of a Palestinian state. And whether Netanyahu's pushed out or stays in, that's not going to change. There is not a political center of gravity in Israel that says we need to learn how to live in peace with the Palestinians. There's no support, mainstream support in Israel for a two-state solution, let alone a one-state solution, unless the one-state solution is a Jewish homeland for the Jews from the river to the sea. So no, I don't see any chance of Israel reforming from within. Israel is a broken nation, a corrupt nation, a criminal nation, and the only solution to this Israeli, abomination that exists is the elimination of Israel, and the incorporation of whatever Jewish population in Palestine that wants to stay there and can live in peace with Palestinian people, incorporate them with the Palestinian people into a singular entity called Palestine. Anything less than that is a recipe for defeat and disaster.
As a consequence of this conflict in Gaza, we have the conflict in the Red Sea. How do you see the operation that United States together with the United Kingdom is doing right now in the Red Sea? How long they can stay there, in your opinion?
The Houthis have been bombed since 2014 by American airplanes dropping American bombs. They don't give a damn about what the United States and the United Kingdom are doing. They don't. What they are doing is sinking ships. What they are doing is cutting communication cables. What they are doing is having a meaningful impact on the region and the world. And no American bomb is going to change this. And the United States is recognizing this. It only makes us look weak. It only makes us look weak. The only way out of this is for the United States to bring about a ceasefire, allow humanitarian goods to come in, and begin a process that will result in a Palestinian state. At that time, the Houthi will no longer have justification to continue their actions. But until that time, the Houthi will do what the Houthi do.
When it comes to the solution of this conflict, we know that Europeans are considering two-state solution. Do you think they're honest in their solution?
Neither Europe nor the United States is honest in anything they do with regard to Israel, because they're all controlled by Israel. The Europeans less so than the United States, but for instance, Germany is a European nation. They will never allow a European consensus to form around a truly independent Palestinian state. Germany will forever be the apologist of Zionist Israel. So I don't trust but again, they don't matter. I mean, what is Europe doing to help solve this problem besides providing political cover for Israel? The only way that Europe could have an impact on this is if they decided to sanction Israel, to strangle Israel to death if Israel doesn't change its policies, to have some leverage over Israel. Because otherwise, Israel's not going to change the way it's doing. If Israel doesn't feel threatened by Europe, then Israel doesn't care. Israel is telling the whole world, we don't care about you. You don't matter. We are the only ones that matter. And so Europe is irrelevant.